From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, March 27th. A Butte County high school is now dealing with the emotional aftermath of being put on lockdown after a student stabbed another student yesterday morning. NSPR's Eric Adams was in Gridley and has more.
At around 9:40 this morning, a resource officer at Gridley High School was alerted a student was injured in the boys' locker room. When she got there, she found a student on the floor. Turned out he had been stabbed by another student. The school went immediately on lockdown. The victim was taken to a nearby hospital, and the suspect was detained and taken to the Gridley Police Department for questioning. The rest of the school was released to go home by mid-morning. As Gabe Bernardino left the campus with his son, he shared concerns about the potential ripple effects of the incident.
I feel sad for both the parents of both kids. So it's sad to hear somebody getting stabbed, but also that, you know, everybody's life's going to get affected.
In an email to parents, school district superintendent Justin Kern wrote he's mindful of the emotional impact the event has had on the community. Bernardino said luckily, his kids seem to be doing okay.
He's doing pretty good. He has good family support, so.
According to the Department of Education, 644 students are enrolled at Gridley High School. The identity of the students involved in the stabbing has not been released. In Gridley, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, Butte County and Vina Groundwater Sustainability Agency gave an update on current projects related to sustainable groundwater management earlier this week. NSPR's Ken Duvall was there and has more.
About 50 community members attended the panel discussion at the Chico Masonic Hall. Subject experts provided an overview of four ongoing projects designed to create a comprehensive and coordinated approach to managing the water in the Vina Basin. They include things like hydrological and soil analyses, water demand, ways to conserve groundwater, and infrastructure needed to distribute the supply. Pam Stoser has followed local water issues since discussions began about the formation of the Tuscan Water District. Overall, she liked the presentation, but is frustrated.
I thought they did a very nice job.
It's pretty amazing how we're still kind of talking about the same thing. But to me, it's a perfect example of how slow-moving things are.
Discussions about water use and sustainability are sometimes heated, but those attending the meeting were generally respectful. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And Chico State expects to face a major budget shortfall for the next school year. In response, it released a three-year plan to cut costs and continue operations. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The budget deficit is caused by a few things. University President Steve Perez says it comes from significant cuts to state grants, unfunded pay increases for employees, and continued low enrollment after the COVID-19 pandemic.
All of it adds up to $32 million projected potential deficit. Again, using very conservative estimates on what might happen next year, that's what we're looking at.
The university is rolling out a three-year plan to reduce costs. That includes reducing travel, consolidating internal systems with the rest of the CSU system, and slowing the number of new hires. Perez says the university is working to compensate current employees who will have to take on more work.
When we look at somebody taking on extra duties, the manager will say a particular person is doing extra work. We want to make sure they're compensated for it.
There have not been any layoffs, and he says none are expected at this time. On the brighter side, Perez says there has been an increase in student enrollment over the last year. That will bring in some extra money alongside the tuition increase that was passed last year. Student enrollment dropped dramatically in the wake of the campfire and the COVID-19 pandemic and has only begun to rise last school year. Perez says finding new students and retaining current ones is a key strategy for the university moving forward. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
Also, the number of California kindergartners who received the measles vaccination slightly decreased last school year. That's according to a recent report from the state's public health department. About 96.2% of kindergartners got the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. That's a 0.3% drop from the 2022-2023 school year, or roughly 1,700 students. However, the percentage still meets the necessary level for community immunity and is higher than the national average of about 93%. The report comes during an ongoing national measles outbreak with 8 confirmed cases in California, according to the Department of Public Health's 2025 data. And finally, protesters gathered this week in Reading to speak out against possible cuts at the Department of Veteran Affairs. KRCR reported about 150 community members rallied in front of the city hall after the Trump administration announced the agency workforce would be cut by 17%, or 83,000 jobs. That would further erode the VA's ability to provide services. According to a PBS report, the department's inspector general last year found that nearly all of the VA's 139 health centers were already severely understaffed. Similar protests have occurred in Chico in recent weeks. Another Reading rally is planned for Saturday, April 5th. And those were your headlines for Thursday, March 27th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.